Blog Talk Radio.
Dr. Reggie Johnson.
We're your host this morning. Oh, hey, if you're living in Atlanta, it's just rain, rain, rain. And I love the rain. So it was a beautiful weekend for me. We have seen a lot of rain and a lot of cloudy days.
Mm-hmm.
We are in the wonderful, wonderful study of Dr. Joshua David Stone's book, Soul Psychology. And he subtitles it, How to Clear Your Negative Emotions and Spiritualize Your Life. This is one of the first books on our 12-month journey to In Your First Initiation on the spiritual path. And so last week we covered, we were covering the keys, the four golden keys. For your psychological and spiritual health. The fourth key was dealing with Christ consciousness, but we covered that key first. So I encourage you to go back and listen to Christ consciousness and self-love. There was, all of those keys so that you have a wonderful foundation. This week, we're going to move into dealing with the tools for healing our emotions. He's laid the foundation of the keys to our spiritual growth, but now he's dealing with how we can spiritualize the negative ego. And so today we're going to talk about some of the tools that we can utilize to help us through the day. And I should say to help us moment to moment.
Yes.
That would be more appropriate, huh,
mm-hmm.
Dr. Reggie?
I think so.
So before we get into the lesson, I'm going to ask Dr. Reggie to take us into our morning prayer this morning.
As we take a deep breath in and realize God for who the power of God is, we are grateful that we live and move and have our being in the Christ consciousness. A cloak of protection and love and a holy energy that surrounds each and every one of us at birth. Let us maintain this energy and the frequency of love that it brings. Let us be guided by the power of the Holy Spirit in all of our decision making. In everything that we do, we are always being watched. God is so smart to put the clock inside of us to know right from wrong. And we have a good compass in each of us, even as children. We learn to grow forward and to be progressive spiritually and to go the negative ego in all cases and to embrace the positive one. Thank you, God, is what we always say in every moment of life. Because it's a rare experience to always be alive in every single moment, in everything that we do. And I have appreciation for our own life on earth. And we believe this is so. And so it is.
And so it is. You know, the Course in Miracles tells us that there are only two emotions. And you've heard this before.
Mm-hmm.
There are only two emotions. There's love and there's fear. But the Course in Miracles also says, choose whom ye shall serve. Are you going to serve love or are you going to serve fear? And that is the question that you should be asking not just today, but every moment when you are responding to things, people and circumstances around you. Is your master love or is your master fear? The bottom line is that you have the ability to choose the way you feel. And why? Because your thoughts and your attitude cause your feelings and your emotions. And so we're going to talk about a six-step process that is designed to help you focus your choice more clearly. And this process will be especially helpful to you when you feel like your buttons are being pushed, okay? So even in a relationship, or there may be some circumstances in your life and you're having difficulty figuring out the reason. I especially like this because it helps you to begin a dialogue with you. So let's talk about this six-step process for spiritualizing your emotions. Go and grab a piece of paper and a pen. Most of you by now should, when you tune into the show, should have a notebook because something, you're going to want to write something down. So I'm going to give you a second to go grab a pencil or a pen and a piece of paper so that you can write these steps down. And your exercise for today, I want you to choose a challenge that you're having, something that's uncomfortable, making you uncomfortable, and I want you to write down and follow these six steps. And then near the end of the show, I would like for you to press one on your telephone keypad, and if you're open to it, and share with us what you have written down and maybe the process that you're beginning to work through. Okay? I love you guys. This is a place where it's safe. Okay? So step one, you need to write down either the details of the incident or the exact behavior of the other person with whom you were dealing. So here's an example. Maybe the incident was a traffic jam on a freeway, or maybe your mate became angry with you. So the first step is just to write down objectively what has happened. Okay, the second step is to write down your response to the situation or to the person. So if you were in this traffic jam, your response might have been impatient or annoyance. So your response to your mate might have been defensiveness or anger. The step is just to write down objectively how you responded, regardless of whether that response was appropriate or not. Okay? Here's step number three. This is the key step, okay? You want to choose to look at the incident or the other person's behavior as being your master teacher. Oh. Okay? That person or that incident is instructing you on a lesson that you need to learn. So imagine that the incident or the person is an instrument that God is using to teach you a lesson and give you an opportunity to grow spiritually. Your negative response stems from the fact that you are not looking at the situation as a teaching or a lesson or a challenge and an opportunity to grow. So the traffic jam is your master teacher. Your mate's anger is your master teacher. That's key. All right, here's step four. I want you to make a list of all the psychological and spiritual qualities that you are being given the opportunity to learn. So here's an example. You're in this traffic jam, and you are being taught patience, or maybe preference rather than attachment, or how to look at things as lessons, or surrender. Perhaps the first thing you're being taught with people is an example of how not to be. Some people set good examples and some people set bad examples. But you can learn from both, can't you? You know how it feels to be on the other end of someone's anger. So that teaches you not to be that way. Okay, here's some other possible lessons for step four. Maybe it is to own your own personal power, or to be the cause of your own emotions and not let your mate cause your emotions, or not let your mate put you into the underdog position. Here's another one, to respond instead of react. To be a master instead of a victim. To learn when to talk and when to be silent. Maybe the lesson here is forgiveness. Maybe it's a non-attachment. Maybe it's transcendence of ego, or to maintain that right relationship to self and relationship to God, the two most important relationships in your life. So focus and say, what can I learn from this? And you'll find that many of your life lessons continue to repeat themselves over and over again. And why is that? Because you're in that frequency, in that vibration. And my mother used to say, the punishment hasn't been severe enough. You haven't learned the lesson yet, right? Okay, let's go to step number five. We only have two more steps. I hope you're writing. Step number five, after listing all the wonderful lessons and wisdom that you have learned, I want you to bless and thank the other person in your mind or in person for giving you the opportunity to learn these lessons. Make a firm resolution that when you are again tested in the following day, a week, or month, that you're going to be mentally strong and prepared to respond appropriately. And realize that you will indeed be tested again, either with the same person or incident, or with a new person and a new incident, until you can master the lesson. This is powerful. This is a powerful tool. Let's go to step six. Review your spiritualizing negative emotions work on a weekly and monthly basis. And use this six-step process for mastering your emotions anytime you get into a sticky emotional situation. So by using this process and doing it on paper, you will see more clearly what is happening. Evaluate the amount of time and the energy it now takes you to learn your lessons. And remember that if you truly learn from this experience, you will never again have to experience those negative feelings. How many of you want to be set free from feeling bad? You need to understand why you're feeling bad. What's causing this? And then you can say, okay, here I'm going to learn from this lesson. Listen, I was listening to a video yesterday on YouTube, and I believe it was Eckhart Tolle who was talking about life on presents us with problems and struggle. But there is such a blessing in the strife that we go through because it forces us to grow spiritually. And we evolve from that process. And that's just the way it is. But if you can look at the struggle that you're going through and recognize it as a gift, then you are ahead of the game. And see, this six-step process will help you to attain that peace that you're looking for. As a matter of fact, I love what he said. He said the whole reason that we have so much struggle is because we continue to try to define ourselves in physical form. And he wasn't just talking about form meaning your body, but we're always looking outside of ourselves into the physical world to define who we really are. Okay? So it could be people or circumstances. You know, even something like your job, you think your job or the amount of your money, it's everything that's outside of you. And he says form, physical form, cannot stand forever. It eventually crumbles.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the concept. Societies crumble. Okay, governments become corrupt. We think we can depend. They become corrupt. They crumble. They start out with a good idea. But eventually people distort that because everybody's looking outside of themselves to feed their negative ego. Okay? Buildings that get built crumble. Form on planet Earth crumbles. It is constantly changing.
Amen.
So why would you look outside of yourself for your peace? Because peace means it's constant. If you're looking outside of yourself, the one thing for sure is that there will be that constant is change. So the minute that you think that you've got your life all in order, okay, you got good money coming in, you got a good job, you got a good mate, something is going to start crumbling because it's all outside of you. What Joshua David Stone is saying, you don't need those things to make you who you think you want to be, because who you think you want to be is you already are.
Amen. Yes, it's true.
Okay? And it's all inside of you. So now it's being covered up with these situations, this sticky stuff, because you've gone outside looking for approval. I had that issue. You know, I tell you guys my stuff. And you will, if you're looking for a mate and looking for that person to make you happy and you think that's going to be your better half, but you can't even appreciate the lessons that better half is bringing to you to make you whole and aware of how divinely created you are. Oh, my goodness. This six-step process is going to reveal a lot to you. Do you see the value in it? I do. So Dr. Reggie and I were having a conversation this morning about what's in the news, of course. He said, why would you want to bring that up? And I said, well, we're talking about emotions here and healing emotions, and maybe you were disturbed by the ruling in the Zimmerman case with the young fellow that was
Trayvon Martin.
You know, I'm on Facebook and I'm watching all the comments rolling through Facebook. It disturbed me. So if it disturbed me, what was I supposed to do? I'm supposed to go to this six-step process for spiritualizing your emotions. And I think what disturbed me the most was the conversation where people were placing their self-worth based on the circumstances. And spewing the fear for their lives. And what is the opening statement here? You have the ability to choose the way you feel because your thoughts and your attitudes cause your feelings and your emotions. So if that's bothering you, this ruling is bothering you, and you're trying to figure out how to navigate your feelings and your emotions around this, maybe that's what you're going to put in your six-step process. I worked through it. But I'm not going to share my opinion here. You guys go ahead and work through it. Now, if you're at a point where you're ready to share, you know what you do. You call 914-338-0590. Press 1 on your telephone keypad and tell me about your six-step process, okay? Wow, Dr. Reggie, I'm getting hot. It's getting hot in here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is the air conditioner on?
I don't hear it.
You turn it down one notch?
Yeah, you can pop it down just one notch.
Okay.
So let's talk about identification with negative emotions. When you use the six-step process for mastering your emotions and other previous discussion on attitudinal healing, both can be referred to as masculine. In other words, yang. And that's the yang method of dealing with your feelings and emotions. Okay? Ultimately, the purpose of this method is to disidentify with the emotion. This is the opposite of the feminine or the yin method, in which the purpose is to identify with the emotions. So certainly we want to identify with our spiritualized feelings and emotions of love and joy and happiness. We want to be in that space continually. But I also believe that there is an appropriate time for us to identify with and express negative feelings. Are you ready for that one? So most of us, we naturally want to identify with our spiritualized feelings and emotions of love, joy, and happiness. But we must not forget that there are times when we need to identify and express our negative feelings as well. But the problem is that few of us know how to do this in an appropriate manner. And so I'd like to offer you several ways to express these feelings effectively without hurting ourselves and without hurting others, okay? When you're dealing with emotions, it's like dealing with our potential walk on water.
Wow.
Even though we know we have no limits, actually doing it is a different story. We may know the ideal way to think, but when our feelings are involved, putting this into practice takes as much work and self-discipline as getting the physical body fit and cleared of toxins.
Right.
During crisis periods in our life, a lot of fear-based and egotistical emotions arise. So how do we handle these feelings? The first thing to do is to work on your attitude and to begin your healing process through the six steps of mastering emotions, because this is definitely going to help. But what do we do when a lot of negative emotions are still coming up? And that's when it's time for the variations of the yin approach, to choose whichever feels the most effective to you at any given time. The teachings of Abraham from Esther Hicks, it talks about how we gradually have to raise our vibration in a particular, when she's saying raise your vibration or raise your frequency, she's actually talking about your emotion. The manifestation process, of course, you know, we're all about manifestation. The manifestation process really depends on the frequency of your thoughts and your feelings. And so if it's a negative feeling that you are, a negative emotion that you are carrying around with you, it's a lower frequency. It's not quite in alignment with that divine essence of God that is within you, is it? Because God is pure love. And so if you're down here in anger or fear, you're not in alignment. And that frequency is causing a delay in your manifestation in physical form.
Mm-hmm.
Are you connecting the dots?
Mm-hmm.
That's why every book that we go to, every book that we study, focuses on the emotion, on the your feeling nature, because that is your Geiger counter. Okay. So he talks about the yin self-control method. And this is probably the best method to use when you're in public and you're brimful of negative emotions. So let's say you're at work, or you're in the bank or a grocery store, and someone has just said something so devastating that it is infuriating you, and it's just not appropriate for you to burst out crying or to tear into a screaming rage, and that would be me. See, I would just go off. No, but yeah, there was a time I would. The best thing in this case is to own your own power and to show some self-control and to temporarily just put your negative emotions on the shelf until you can find a more appropriate moment to deal with them. This doesn't mean that you bury your negative feelings deep inside your subconscious and that you just abandon them. It's only that you you want to allow them to act out. You don't want to allow them to act out inappropriately when you least expect it. The self-control method is temporary until you have appropriate time and space to try one of the following approaches. Now, I'm going to tell you, to hold your tongue takes discipline. To hold your tongue takes discipline. So here's what he recommends for the yin acceptance method. This is a variant of self-control approach, but it's more permanent and it leads to balance and detachment. And mastering it means that we are no longer living lives that are filled with emotional pain. Whoo! You got your pen ready? First of all, you're going to decide to consciously carry the tension of the negative feelings that you're experiencing. We accept that they're there, but we don't surrender our conscious power to them. Okay? So you're in an argument with your husband or your boyfriend or your girlfriend, and you're clearly angry. What he's saying is just acknowledge that you're angry. Don't take action on it, but just acknowledge that the feeling, okay, I'm feeling anger here. And the first thing that we need to do is to remember that emotional healing, like physical healing, is a process, and it takes time. We wouldn't expect to run on a broken leg, but we have to continue functioning in our lives. We can't expect to heal a broken heart or a lifetime of emotional pain and negative feelings in a week, but we have to continue to function effectively. So to do this, we need to give ourselves the time and the space and loving consideration while our subconscious and our conscious and our superconscious minds come together into emotional alignment a step at a time, a day at a time. And we need to suspend the self-judgment and the attachment and expectations of perfection, and just simply allow ourselves to heal. Not doing this means attracting heavier and heavier lessons, but releasing ourselves into the healing process. It brings a succession of unexpected and encouraging experiences and rewards. For example, here it is. What if you had stage fright all your life, but you have a major public speech to give next week, and you're feeling really nervous and anxious? No matter how hard you try, you can't seem to get rid of the fear. So you have a choice here. You could run yourself ragged worrying about it and give a poor performance, or you could simply accept that the negative feelings are there and tell that fear that you're not going to let it knock you off center and let it ruin your speech. You can take the tension right up to the stage, but give your speech beautifully in spite of it. So as with physical pain, the secret is to accept it and then stop fighting it, but not give your power away to it and let it ruin your life. That is a powerful lesson, a powerful lesson. You know what I think it is? I think that surrender. You know, the beauty about surrender is you literally say, okay, I see you over here, this negative energy. I see the fear. It's okay. You have no power here. I remember reading somewhere, I'm sorry, I can't remember who the author was. I read so many books, but he said, I think it was a woman, she said it's like, you know, you need to be like a football player. You know how they grab that ball and they tuck it up underneath their arms and they put one arm out and they just move through and plow their way through all those people trying to block them? She said, you want to take your fear and tuck it underneath your arm like it was a football player. Put that other arm out and move forward. So tucking the fear under your arm and holding it close to your body says what? Okay, I acknowledge that you're here, but you don't have any power. I'm the one pushing us forward. So you just come on along with me because we're going to move right through it. And I always have that image inside of me when my little fears come up. I'm afraid to make a phone call to someone because I'm afraid of being rejected. And, you know, I go through that. But when I move through my fear, I get miracles. I get miracles. And here is what Joshua Stone is telling us. He says, releasing ourselves into the healing process brings a succession of unexpected and encouraging rewards. Equal in meaning a miracle. That's what it means to me. I don't know about you. Anybody ready to share this 6-step process? Press 1 on your telephone keypad. We only have 11 minutes to go. I'd love to hear from you. Okay, so now he talks about the yin catharsis method. Now, this is a whole other approach to dealing with negative emotions. Instead of accepting them and overriding them, you release your emotions and get them out of you once and for all. However, you're doing it in a safe place and time, and you're not harming yourself, you're not harming your children, your mate, your parents, your friends, or your coworkers. So now, here's a good question for you. How can you express your negative emotions sometimes without hurting somebody? Okay, listen, you're still hopping mad and you're emotionally devastated, but you're no longer in a public place. You're at home, you're in your car, in the parking lot or the driveway. This isn't recommended while you're actually driving, okay? Or some other safe place. Now is the time to totally let go and express exactly how you're feeling. Now, I have used this process. I'll get in the car, I'm popping mad. Oh, my, and here's another place I'll do it, in the shower. I will get in the shower with the water, and that's very important, isn't it? Because when I'm angry and I'm in the shower and I'm expressing everything that I feel in the shower, it's a private place, my private time, my private sanctuary, but I am washing away that negative emotion in the water. He says, let it all out. You can scream, you can yell, you can rage, you can cry your heart out. Take a bat and smash pillows on your bed. You can hit a punching bag. Do whatever you want to get it out. But the best thing about a catharsis is that it leaves you feeling cleansed and empty in a very healthy way. So very soon, or very often, it brings a transformation or insight and understanding. This is an excellent time for you to begin writing something in your journal. So when you're rested and the tears have dried and your breathing is back to normal, you want to just sit down and write about what you feel and how what you're thinking and actually what happened and what brought it on and how you felt letting it out and how you feel now. Because, see, with the dark clouds released, the light will now be shining much more clearly. And inner revelations will come easily. It's an excellent, excellent time to do some deep attitudinal healing and reprogramming. These are excellent, excellent tools, but they require you to have a little discipline and to remember. That's why I encourage you to get this book. I told you, this is a workbook. And it takes time for you to be in control of your emotions. It takes time for you to develop that. It doesn't happen overnight, but step by step, you can begin to transform your life. Tomorrow, we're going to cover a few more of these because I think it's so important. And by the end of the week, I'm going to give you a task to go into a 21-day psychological foundation logging. We're going to just kind of monitor our feelings for 21 days, and we'll come back and visit it. So this is going to be a great week. I'm still waiting for someone to press 1. No one? So we're going to end the lesson a little early this morning. If you don't have anything to share, you have questions or comments this morning, you don't have to share your 6-step process. It's not limited to that. You can just say hello. All righty. It's early, I know. And it's Monday morning. Dr. Ricky, can you take us into our closing prayer? Oh, wait a minute. We got a caller. Area code 661, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your name?
Hi, this is Rita, and I wanted to thank you for the Facebook message. I appreciate that.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Did you write down anything?
No, I actually tuned in to you a little bit late, so I wasn't certain what the I know you said 6 steps, but I didn't know what it was in regards to.
Okay. Well, we're talking about how to work through our negative emotions, the healing our emotions, and the 6-step process. You can go back and listen to the archive, but it so that you can get the full lesson. But it teaches us how to write down the details of an incident or of the behavior of someone that we're dealing with where we have a negative response to it. You know, why am I feeling this way? This makes me feel bad. So you write down what is making you feel bad, right? And then the second step is to write down how you responded to the situation or the person. And the third step is to look at that incident or that person as your master teacher. This is a powerful lesson, so please listen to the go back and listen to the archive. The fourth step is to make a list of the psychological and spiritual qualities that you're being given the opportunity to learn. The concept being that everything that when we have a negative experience, it's an opportunity for us to grow spiritually. What are we supposed to learn from that experience or that encounter with that person? And then step five is after you write down what lessons and the wisdom that you can learn, you want to be able to thank the person or the situation. And you can do this in person or you can just acknowledge, I'm grateful for this experience because it's allowing me to grow. Okay? And then the sixth is to review your spiritualizing negative emotions. And you work on it on a weekly and a monthly basis. So
okay.
You're teaching today. Do you get it?
I do. And it's falling right in line as to what I was going through last week. So I appreciate that.
All right, sweetheart. Take care.
Thank you
for calling. Okay, so that's it. We're out. Dr. Reggie.
Thank you, Father, for this beautiful lesson, a lesson of true wisdom, of controlling our emotions, as seeing other people as the mirrored reflection cosmically of who we really are and the lesson that we have to learn. It's a dynamic one and a very powerful one for us to ascend and evolve as human beings going toward the Christ head. We thank you for everything that is. And we believe that love is the key to all of the emotional powers and not fear. Fear is when we strike out and get upset and get mad and walk away. We're crying out for love. So let us learn to take love under our wing and run with it as the wind, no matter what, teaching others and ourselves. We believe this is so, and so it is.
And so it is. You guys have a great day. We'll be here tomorrow. Love you.